Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on, all eyes on me. If I catch you looking at anything else, I'm gonna beat my ass like a runaway slave.
Space, the final frontier.
DJ.
Party time.
These are the voyages of the starship
Mele
Prize. Its 5-year mission to explore. To seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It is Wrecking the Game Radio with your host, DJ Smell So Good. And international
call. Hail, all the way from the Neverland. Presenting
Sayonite.
Interface complete.
I'm up in this bitch, man, but fuck the goddamn Ford van. I mean, that shit there. I'm about to throw it out the window, people. I mean, out the window. This is Freak the Fuck Out Friday, 5 o'clock bomb hour. Actually, I'm, you know, shit, later than a motherfucker. Because the people call me to come pick my part up and shit, you know what I'm saying? Shouts out to Butch's Automotive. You know what I'm saying? In Tampa, Florida. You know what I'm saying? Out here on Hillsborough Avenue. You make sure you check them out. I ain't got no car for them, but I'll go back over there. Also, shouts out to Zach up there at the Advanced Discount Auto Parts. You know what I'm saying? Out here in Tampa. You know what I'm saying? On Hillsborough. Who attempted to help me out. You know what I'm saying? But to no avail. Could we get the shit broken. And I ended up having to take the bitch to the shop. So, that's what's been going on. And just to let everybody know, you know what I'm saying, what I'm talking about is my van. Got a 94 Ford Aerostar, old raggedy-ass mom and pop soccer van. But, you know, hey, it's rolling. You know what I'm saying? And it's paid for. So, the only thing is, you know, just like old stuff, you know what I'm saying, when you try to put new stuff on it, you know, or a new person comes along, and you know, you got to make everything new. It's just mandatory. So I'm just going through all of that, you know what I'm saying, and finding out that, you know, Ford's is not the funnest things to work on. And, it'll give you a nice little ass whooping trying to, you know what I'm saying, put it together. But, you know, been doing my thing. And getting it all together, man. So, you know, that's how we get it. So I decided to go ahead. Shouts out to Heavenly Angel, you know what I'm saying? I told her I was going to pop up a show, you know what I'm saying? I it's not my thing. I'm here every day, Monday through Friday. But, you know, just sometimes shit happens, you know what I'm saying? And, yeah, your transportation goes down. Without transportation, people, I'm stuck like motherfucking Chuck. You know what I'm saying? And I mean stuck like motherfucking Chuck. But what I want to do is try to, you know, make myself feel a little bit better. You know what I'm saying? Pump this thing on up a little bit. Just a little bit. And bring y'all some music. This is my dog Ashwood right here. It's Feel Good. You know what I'm saying? I'm Free to Fuck Out Friday, 5 o'clock bomb. Shouts out to Sayonite. Goofy Bone. And everybody else riding with Wrecking the Game Radio. Miss Computer Lady. You know what I mean? I know you're out there, girl. Listen to these archives. You know, and that's how we do it, man. Appreciate everybody coming through and checking it out.
Rockwaller with another one, Ashwood with another one. Shit, I like this that young old school vibe, you dig? I know there's a lot of things that you need, and I know there's a lot of things that you want, but sometimes you gotta look at the things you got, cause you can lose it all.
Don't it feel good to be alive? Don't it feel good to be alive? Don't it feel good to be alive? Don't it feel good? Don't it feel good to be free? Don't it feel good to be free? Don't it feel good to be free? Don't it feel good?
Wake up, it's a beautiful day. Hop in the shower, then I'm on my way. Smell of fresh air, cruising. I'm so glad to be here. Live every day like my last. Focus on the future, not the past. I appreciate the things amongst me. Only God could take it from me. I pray before I go to sleep. When I wake up, before I eat, yeah. Give thanks, then I'm riding out. Then I ask the Lord protect my house.
Amen.
I remember I didn't have nothing. Now I'm blessed, cause now I got something. You need help, he's the one to call. While I'm here, I'm just trying to do it all.
Don't it feel good to be alive? Don't it feel good to be alive? Don't it feel good to be alive?
Don't it feel good? Don't it feel good to be free? Don't it feel good to be free? Don't it feel good to be free? Don't it feel good? I could do whatever I want, whenever, wherever I want. I could go to sleep when I choose. Matter of fact, I could take a cruise. I could go and party all night. It feel good, I could do what I like. It's like I got control of my life. I stay high like the average flight. Earn money how I wanna earn it. Treat myself cause I deserve it. Baby girl, get comfort too. Roof over my head, I'm comfortable. Think I found my soulmate. I'm getting married, I can't wait. Have some kids, a fantasy. Since I'm free, I'm about to start a family.
Don't it feel good to be alive? Don't it feel good to be alive? Don't it feel good to be alive? Don't it feel good? Don't it feel good to be free? Don't it feel good to be free? Don't it feel good to be free? Don't it feel good?
Hey, yo, Swagger, we gon' ride out to this one. I got the furniture in the booth, man. I'm so comfortable. Rock while on the track again. Another one. Matter of fact, can I get my two-step on? Okay, here we go.
Don't it feel good to be alive? Don't it feel good to be alive? Don't it feel good to be alive? Don't it feel good?
I got hands on the team, nigga, drop. Ass on the top, try to keep me off the block. Bust a real hard, try to make it to the top. Wanna see me dead, but I ain't gonna stop.
Testing tips, can't see him through the window. Going with the wind, blowing on the endo. Raps played out, sort of like Nintendo. And I ain't worried about nothing. This is real talk, I ain't worried about frontin'. Didn't have a dollar, now a nigga straight stuntin'. Mama said, dice, get out and get something. Now the kid about to blow like Tris. Niggas say hot hoes like, who is he? Cops try knock him, stayin' on my grizzly. I'm ignorant, why pick up the phone, I'm busy. Dig me.
Standing on the bar, money in the same, throwing out cash. Yeah, I make it rain, you can tell I bought. on by the ice of my train. I get it, yeah, I get it, get it, get it, yeah, I get it, get it, yeah, I get it, I get it, I get it, I get it, I get it. No wars around my city, cash from the block, go ball with it. The money in my hand, I'm gonna make it rain with it. This for the boys on the block that get it. Go so hard, can't remember how you did it. Lead the club, hit the streets, go back, get it. Pants sag low from the bank, rolls in it. Price tag hang when the crease still in it. Brand new teeth, same color, my fitted. My boy go hard, yeah, I get it. Chain so bright, they a light bulb in it. And my chain so bright, they a light bulb in it. Get it? Stunning in the club, I do my thing. Standing on the bar, money in the thing. Throwing out cash, yeah, I make it rain. You can tell I fall by the ice of my chain. Stunning in the club, I do my thing. Standing on the bar, money in the thing. Throwing out cash, yeah, I make it rain. You can tell I fall by the ice of my chain. I get it, yeah, I get it, get it. I get it. I'ma make it rain, throw the cash up high. So much green, change the color of the sky. All about the cake, cause I'm broke if I try. Car take the money, soon as I ride. Most money, dough team, yeah, we them guys. Smell money on me, whenever I walk by. Watch so bright, can't even see the time. Juice so bright, man, my whole neck glow. Inhale the flow, let my body just flow. The boy so smooth, he don't walk, he coast. Mind on the money, I'm in it for the dough. Trap, trap, baby, you already know.
Get it, yeah, I get it. Money in the thing, throwing out cash. Yeah, I make it rain. You can tell I ball by the ice of my chain. Sun in the club, me and my dogs. No beef, man, we here for the bra. But I don't wanna talk about shit, girl, fuck some. No time for play, baby, I pay. She like business, hell yeah, I pay. Go name price, girl, I know I got what it takes. I'm a head in the streets, in the bed, I'm a beast. Come escape with a G. And if you wanna leave, just meet me outside, baby, meet me outside. And if you wanna leave, baby, meet me outside. Just meet me outside, meet me outside. Get it, yeah, I get it. Money in the thing, throwing out cash. Yeah, I make it rain. You can tell I ball by the ice of my chain.
Shall I follow Barack Obama on Twitter? I shall not. Requesting. Shouts out to Angel Eyes up there in Georgia. Matter of fact, now she got everybody to be following. Okay, how elegant, sister. All right, that's what's up. And y'all want to follow me on Twitter, man, check me out. You know what I'm saying? At DJ Smell So Good, all one word. And you know what I'm saying? I do twit type of shit. You know what I'm saying? I put some stuff up there. And, you know, let people kind of keep up on me and what I got going on, you know. But today is only, you know, a little hour show, man. I got to get back out on the vehicle. But I did want to show up, pop up, do some things, you know what I'm saying, for everybody. Show some love. People showing love to me. Shout out to Miss Computer Lady coming through. Showing some hood love, you know what I'm saying? Appreciate that. And, you know, I got to get back out on this vehicle, man. I got to get this shit fixed. You know, I'm losing. I ain't losing money because, you know, I make money. You know what I'm saying? You don't never lose money if you make money. Believe that, people. You never lose money if you know how to motherfucking make some money. You know what I'm saying? So I don't lose money. I just, you know, got it. It's temporarily receding right now. You know what I'm saying? So I need to go ahead and tighten that up. So, yeah. That's what I'm working on. So I'm actually taking a break. This is like my little 1 hour break before I get back off into it. You know what I'm saying? And you know, I just want to pop through this motherfucker and, you know what I'm saying, check out a couple of
titties and beer.
Have a little beer.
Titties and beer. it is indeed.
Fucking love this song.
I'm two-legged deer.
It is a thing.
Thank God I ain't queer.
It is a thing.
There's one thing that it likes, and that's titties and beer.
What is that?
A little titties and beer.
Hey, everybody, goddamn. Freak the fuck out Friday.
Goddamn, I love those motherfucking titties.
Fuck. Goddamn right.
West good people, this is your host with the most Captain Smell of So Good of the Starship Smelly Fries, alongside my international co-host, Cyanide. And when we're not on the show looking for groovy chicks, man, we're hanging out with Marty Thorne and Mr. Mike, doing what we do on That My Word Radio Reality Show, right here live on blogtalkradio.com.
Yeah, man, I gotta redo Goofy Bones. He said he liked it, but yeah, I gotta redo that motherfucker, people. It's all about perfection, people, when it comes to yourself. It's not competition. You know what I'm saying? It's just about, you know, making sure everybody else sounds right. You know what I'm saying? In your light. You know what I'm saying? So that's how we do it. And we hey, damn, speaking of the, is there such thing as a Mexican devil? I don't know. But speaking of the devil, you know what I'm saying? It's going down.
Come on!
Y'all over. Man, what am I got? Damn Spanish music at?
Hey, what's up, homeboy?
What's up, man?
Hey, what's up? We live on the Starship Smelly Fries. Me and my homeboy Lexo, we just chilling, doing our thing
right
on the east side of San Jose.
Shouts out to Lexo. You know what I'm saying? What is that? The male version of Alexis?
Nah. Yeah, it's something like that, yeah. But he drives Alexis, so. And
oh, well, there
he drives
go.
Alexis. His name's Alex, so he put it together. It's Lexo.
Got it. Lexo. Goddamn shit. I smoke weed. I'm so good, so fuck it. I put it all together. It smells so good. I don't know. Fuck it. You know what I mean?
That's
what's up, man. No, I had to go in. You know, I'm still working on the goddamn van, man. I'm.
What happened
listen
to the van,
people,
man?
Listen, people. If I tell y'all anything, you drive a Dodge, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So stick with a fucking Dodge. Stick with a Chevy.
Hey, my homeboy's got. What year's your van?
A goddamn 94 Ford Aerostar.
It's a 94 Ford van. You think you can fix it? Nah, it's done.
Hell nah. Well, I knew he was telling me to throw a gear away from that bitch now. Fire, put it on fire now. Burn that bitch now. And cut your lawn.
Nah, my homeboy Lexo, he's the top ace mechanic. I mean, he could fix anything. But if he knows that a car is gonna go to hell, he ain't even gonna try. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. No, it ain't that. The water pump went out on me. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, the water pump
I inherited a little tender love and care fix up. Put it that way.
No big deal. Just in dirt and out dirt.
Yeah, so I don't, man, I just been going through it the past couple of days, getting it off. I got it off. Then I couldn't get it apart, so I got it apart. Shouts out to Butch Auto Repair once again. For $10, the dude went over there while everybody else was crying and shit, act like they couldn't motherfucking do it, or like it was just some impossible fucking job. The dude did it within like 15 minutes and shit. I went home. By the time I went home, he was calling me to come back and get the shit. So it was like, you know what I'm saying? Shouts out to them. Yeah, man. I mean, but all my so-called, you know, friend mechanics and all that shit, everybody tells me, oh, man, you fucked up. Oh, you fucked up. You ain't gonna be able to, man, fuck all that shit, people. We got, it's 2010. We ain't got the technology to get that shit done. Something is fucking wrong.
Amen to that shit.
Yeah, I got it done, though. So now I'm just, and you know, taking a natural ice break. You know, I ain't got my good herbals to get my mind right. So, you know, and I'm going to get back on it and throw it on there. And then I'll finish everything else in the morning. Throw the alternator and all the other shit back together. I got other shit to do, you know what I'm saying? So. Going now, but yeah.
Jimmy van, man. I'm thinking about buying it. They got a Jimmy van outside. I think I'm about to buy me that van.
Oh yeah, Jimmy. What is Jimmy?
Yeah,
what is
the
Jimmy?
One with the bed in the back.
What the hell is Jimmy though? I'm trying to think. Is that Chevy?
Jimmy's a what? A GMC.
Oh, yeah, GMC. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, is it clean?
No, it's clean. Yo, he got the original shit, you know, like, because, I mean, I say it's about late 80s, maybe early 80s, but, I mean, he got all the original shit, but, you know, when you have wear and tear from the 80s, you know, he has a little fadeaway cloth, but fuck it. It's still original, bitches.
Hell yeah. So, I mean, yeah, because, you know, we need a band, y'all, and have a Las Vegas, y'all. Yeah. That's too loud.
Yeah.
Thought I was getting some background music, but, yeah.
Hey, so you going to take the van to Vegas?
Hell no. Shit. I doubt it. I doubt that. All the fucking money and time I'm putting into that son of a bitch, I should. Drive that son of a bitch straight on up to fucking Vegas and fuck flights and everything else and just make it a goddamn road trip the whole fucking way, all the way to the goddamn desert. But, no, I ain't got that much faith in Ford, so, yeah. That's
what did you, name? What'd you name the Ford?
I should have named that motherfucking Darkness, goddammit, but I ain't...
It's
a found on the roadside dead.
Found on the roadside dead.
That's what the fuck a Ford is. I don't give a fuck what it is. Hey, all the motherfuckers found on the roadside dead. Goddamn Ford. Matter of fact, hold on. Let me give goddamn Ford award. I'm sorry, people. Y'all got to give me a brief moment of silence as I take a moment to go ahead and get these some bitches in the water. Sorry about that. That is, yeah. One more for him. I'm sorry. Damn, that wasn't long enough. Shit. And I'm not doing that because I think they're the fucking bomb.
Yeah, hey, who's in the chat room, anybody?
Huh?
Anybody in the chat room?
Miss Computer Lady was. She was. She popped up off there and she had something new. So.
Oh, man.
Actually, I'm on Twitter right now.
You know,
I'm
Miss
on
Computer
Twitter
Lady
and
stole
I'm,
half my audience.
Oh, yeah. Well, check. This is an archive show, honestly. You know, every time I do shit after 2 o'clock, it's normally an archive show. Most people don't, they look for me then and don't know the, you know what I'm saying, just pop up anytime. So,
mm-hmm.
I was like, fuck it. You know what I mean? I got to keep it real. Got to keep it I got to keep it raw. So, I'm on Angel Eyes' Twitter space right now, single black female. And I'm going through a couple of people's followers and stuff like that. And then I'm kind of requesting a couple of people and stuff. So
like, you ever got your scissors back? 35.
What?
I can't even explain it over the phone. It's too complicated.
Well, you cutting up weed? You said scissors, motherfucker, like that.
Never mind. No, they don't worry about it.
Alrighty then.
It's all good.
If we tell you once and we tell you twice, you already know. You don't want to know.
You already know.
Now, what the hell is this?
I never took care of shit. If I was to get smelly to search shit, he fell on the ground from some fucking Las Vegas weed. Imagine the shit we got right here. He would fucking probably be blacked out.
Let me tell you something, people. It's not that. You know what I'm saying? It's how you hit the shit. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers be acting like they smokers. You know what I'm saying? And just thinking they could just fuck you. Let me see that shit. Look. Damn, this shit ain't good. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And they ass all on the motherfucking ground and shit. Like I was. But, yeah, you know. I recovered, you know what I'm saying? And then subsequently after that, I was okay to continue smoking the marijuana. But, yeah, that shit had a motherfucker on the ground. I don't mean on the ground, but shit. I was on the ground. But it's all
I got some shit that'll probably black you out.
What's it called?
I mean, black you out.
No, see, what is it called?
Oh, well, right now we're on, this is called, what? This is Blue Dot right here.
Fuck it, people. We're on some goddamn Blue Dot.
Yeah.
Oh, you ain't ready for it. Huh? Psych. Yeah. Try to get out of this. Or drunk.
And I wanna get high, roll up them. And I wanna get high, roll up them. And I wanna get high when I'm up to the sky. I don't ever wanna come down. And I wanna get high, roll up them. And I wanna get high, roll up them. And I wanna get high. To the real thing, we get it cracking, booty smacking, that's a real man. In San Jose, we don't play when we swing them things. Go through the wrong hood, they be asking what you bang. I want my pants to my ass in the fitted. I only make songs that I have you gig with it. Get into a zone, kill it, get a friend, tap out. When you want to dance, go, let me hear you scream and shout. Let me know you feel the shots that'll make you black out. Pass out on the floor and make all your friends out. You weak bitch, please, I don't want you on your knees. Get the hell out the club, I don't want you next to me. You see your double vision, baby, which one am I? And I wanna get high, roll up and fly. And I wanna get high, roll up and fly. And I wanna get high when I'm up in the sky. I don't ever wanna come down. And I wanna get high, roll up and fly. And I wanna get high, roll up and fly. And I wanna get high, smoke that shit, cause I wanna get high.
Getting to the beat, my eyes are so red. I feel invisible like rocket red. So many optimals, I had to blow. When you smoke like me, your fingers get swole. But that's a chance I take. Get so high, I wanna lick milkshakes. Cause ladies come a dime a dozen, that's how I see it. I'm over here like Michael Jackson singing this beat it. Can't you see, I'm on another level. I got so much sin, you think I was a devil. Blowing and blowing, life up. The magic dragon with me and Bruce are in the house. The glove gets cracked, gets so much smoke. You would think it was a fire. This is straight rope like it says on the flyer. So get your blunt and add that lighter. Smoke it till you get higher.
And I wanna get high, roll up and fly. And I wanna get high, roll up and fly. And I wanna get high when I'm up in the sky. I don't ever wanna come down. And I wanna get high, roll up and fly. And I wanna get high, roll up and fly. And I wanna get high, smoke that shit, cause I wanna get high.
Put the sleeves in the blunt, yo, I'm trying to get high. On the home in the grass, so always that's right. Ask that Kush for some medical flavors. I'm the base, most blunted, I'm a stoner. I get keys on a daily. See where I'm from, we roll nothing but fatties. My swag, so savvy. I troll like smell like granddaddy. I know you like that. Fuck, fuck that, what you know about that? I got grams, I got hits, I got pounds, don't trip. You're fucking with the realest that smokers. Straight low, kids, K got the flavor. It don't stop, it don't quit. My game stay point plus, I stay
yeah.
Big.
And I wanna get high, roll up and pray. And I wanna get high, roll up and fly. And I wanna get high when I'm up in the sky. I don't ever wanna come down. And I wanna get high, roll up and fly. And I wanna get high, roll up that pump. And I wanna get high, smoke that shit, cause I wanna get high.
I'm off six blunts and it's all from one session. I'm so into time in a different dimension. Best weed in the world, the bay I'm repping. See, it's came straight low. I thought I should mention, I'm seeing me in a blunt. That's a perfect picture. Make sure it's dark purple and a great swisher. It tastes so good, it's my favorite flavor. I'm a modern day hippie, I'm a straight up stoner. Ask about the boy Indy, they tell you I go. Purple indicus, and I got the trunk. Fire chronic grapes, and white rhino. Hot till I die, that's the way it goes. Look at the clock, drop a blunt. You know the time, smell it from a mile away. Look at it shine, I gotta get it, gotta have it. I'm on my grind, I made a lot of money. Now it's time to get high.
All right, shouts out to everybody on, let me give a couple of Facebook, even I don't normally be doing that shit, you know what I'm saying, because I be on Facebook, but then, well, actually I do be on, oh, God damn it.
Timmy!
I be on Facebook, but I don't be putting all that personal shit. You know how motherfuckers get on Facebook and they want, just like fucking Twitter. You know what I'm saying? This chick on Twitter. This bitch get on there, the bitch talking about something, I'm going to the bathroom. I just got the bathroom and washed my hands. Well, thank you, bitch, for letting us know you're clean. I mean, goddamn.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck? People on Facebook, you know what I'm saying? Putting all the goddamn, I'm walking to the mailbox, I'm digging in my nose. Like, bitch, nobody want to know all that shit. Put news out there that somebody can use, you know what I'm saying? Who used to have that? You know, Sadie J with news you can use? Yeah, I'm Sadie J. This is one page. Just shouts out to my girl, Tyler Spencer. She's sending her a little message. Who is this? Where the hell was all that at?
Yeah, I've been
brother HU6. Okay, well, let me give a couple of shout outs. Just because everybody follow me on Facebook, man. If you're a friend on Facebook, you are getting a mention. If not, then plug it, you know what I'm saying? And God damn it, get your ass on, you know what I'm saying? Let me see where all my friends at.
Even if it's
dead. Oh shit, Sherry. Shout out to Sherry, that's a dog. Doreen. Man, I gotta go in there, Adam. Fuck it. Damn it, man. Got my system, girl. Shout out to Doreen, man. That motherfucker I had a goddamn crush on for. And a woman.
Thanks, Connor. Appreciate that. Your cousin grew that?
Yeah, man.
Backyard bush. Well, what was up with Method? Did he ever cut it? Yeah? Was it good? He didn't dry it right or what?
Yeah. Earlier, it looked like
a... I don't know. What's up, Smiley?
Apparently.
Y'all tuning in or what? What's going down?
Motherfucker, I'm listening to y'all motherfucking ass. You got the show going on, shit.
Oh, man, we you know, shit. I already told you about how we do it out here. We do it. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, I'm on the way, man. I'm on the way.
What up, man?
Gonna fuck it. Come to Cali and kick it, man. And fuck it, you know what I'm saying? That's what time it is. I got to get the fuck out of Florida if I went on in. Did something to somebody around this motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? These punk-ass bitches around here. So I got to get on. And what the hell am I doing? I'm trying to send some shout-outs, man, but...
Hey, shout-out to Blood, Sweat, and Tears, man. They were great on my show.
Oh, yeah. Actually, they phased me as a friend. They saved me as a friend, so that's what's up. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate that.
That's what's up.
Man, that porn. God damn, boy. I wish I had that shit uploaded. I would replay that bitch right now. You know what I'm saying? That shit there was hot. Boy, they did. People, if y'all know what I'm talking about, they did a poem, Blood, Sweat. Well, Blood and Sweat. They didn't have the tears. Blood and Sweat came and did, they came and did, whatchamacallit. So it was, I did a poem, and the poem was deep. I mean, they did, wow. I mean, that shit was deep. He actually threatened the motherfucker in a sexy way and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, bitch, I'll fuck you up. Like, damn, bitch, I want to fuck you. You know what I'm saying? Like, that kind of way, like, damn.
Nah, she bitch, said it. She said fuck you. The way she said fuck you.
Yeah.
I heard a woman
like,
say that. Like that alone, fuck you.
I'm damn. Right. I'm like, all right. Mm-hmm.
Well, if I stole your lighter, I'll get you another one. Here it is. Fuck.
Conversations of a Weed Head.
Tell
right
me,
here.
Man.
I got
fucking it up right here, man. This is some real legitimate equipment right here. This is the clean guns right here, people.
What? Is it some special colors to it or what?
For what?
For the herb.
the herb?
The Mary Jane.
Oh,
the
yeah. Well,
the spank.
There's millions of colors up to it. How you grow it is how you grow it.
I'm saying, what color is it? Is it green? Is it like...
Oh, no. We got a dark purplish, like a crazy Incredible Hulk green.
That's what I'm talking
about. It
looks
like
people.
You tapped a bitch in the face and she bruised.
And she bruised
that's
easily.
Mixed with an Incredible Hulk head green.
Right. Well, that's what's up. I ain't never heard of that one before, but all right. Is she online? She done left me all these messages. Where's Heavenly Angel at? Shouts out to Heavenly Angel, man.
Yeah, but shouts out to Heavenly Angel and Cyanide. They came to the show last night. Cyanide was there for probably about 20 minutes.
I was there. I was the guest that popped in right at the last few minutes of the show.
Oh, you were there?
Yeah, I shot up. I popped in there, you know what I'm saying? Not shot up,
oh,
people. I don't know, y'all fucking needle users out there and shit.
Gas station threw your ass out.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I came in at the end. I was like, well, no, because I just seen it on, but, you know, the show might have been in it. So I was like, well, let me go in first. You see how many minutes he got left, and then I'll re-sign back in. So you only had like five, I think it was like minutes left. Yeah, like 5 minutes left to the show.
Hello?
So I was like, I'll wait. I'll call back. All good. Since we got the good old blue dot, red, purple, one of them dots in the motherfucking air. And we got natural ice over here. Excuse me, people. Let's get into my phone.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is for the ballers.
So good, a jet set.
And this is for
the
shot caller.
Yeah,
this is for the thugs. And this is for the thug X. This is for everyone that want to feel good. Pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to fire up, it's time to fire up. Yeah. Pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to fire up, it's time to fire up. Yeah. Pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to fire up, it's time to fire up. Yeah. Pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to feel good, it's time to feel good. Yeah.
Sitting here smoking, token, thinking about life. As I puff, puff, pass, but nobody's in sight. Ooh, wee, the whole damn tree for me. Sit back with a little draw and I'm off the heat. Blowing a gusset in the air like a cool-ass breeze. Now, puff, puff, pass, and give it back to me. So, pass a blunt, and you know that's a show. Don't keep it to yourself, and then you let it go. Now, I'm tired of you weak niggas. With your crack, powder, and pill selling, trying to hurt my figure. But you know that my blunt is swollen, and with a puff of the draw, you know my world is open. So I pass the blunt in my hood, and wait for the blunt, cause that shit is good. Please don't pass it to me if it's short. No, you can keep that to yourself, and that's the show. Come on.
Pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to fire up, it's time to fire up. Yeah. Pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to fire up, it's time to fire up. Yeah. Pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to fire up, it's time to fire up. Yeah. Pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to feel good, it's time to feel good, y'all.
My nigga just stopped by. Listen, with a fresh roll blunt and blush your eyes, but that's no surprise. So we stay high, passing the blunt, watching the time pass by. Slow but surely, cause we love to get high. So pass the blunt, my nigga, if you got that fire. Step on for me and pass the toast. I told you before, pass it to me if it's show. Come on. This 2005, you know what I'm saying? We live up in the booth, you know what I'm saying? One time, my nigga Nate Sizzle on the beat, you know what I'm saying? Putting it down for this track, pass the toast, pass the blunt, you know what I'm saying? We're coming out with that remix, pass the drink, you know what I'm saying? One time, my nigga J.E.T. setting them boys free, and I'm Mr. Smell So Good, you know what I'm saying? Of what smells so good? Y'all know where to find me, you know what I'm saying? That's how we get down.
Pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to fire up, it's time to fire up.
Yeah.
Pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to fire up.
If it's got weed in it, pass it. If it's on your finger and you can light it, pass it. I smoke it, you know what I'm saying? Only if it's the greenest.
That's how we get down, baby. Pass the toast, pass the blunt. On this remix, and coming out with a pass the drink. Y'all come out and check that one out too. You know what I'm saying? Beats by Nate Dibble, and then we out.
You can roll it in Octomoles, or you can roll it in Phillies. You can roll it in White Owls, or you can roll it in Swizzlers. But pass the blunt, it's time to feel good. Pass the blunt, it's time to get crunk, it's time to get crunk, y'all.
Oh my God. That's marijuana. Good stuff too. Oh man. Oh my God. All right. Yeah, that's how we do it in Reno.
Today there's a beer for everyone.
Hey, me and the guys are going out for a beer. You want
to
come along?
Nah, I got a lot of data to enter into the computer tonight.
Now there's a brew for the future.
Want me to bring you something back?
Thanks, but I got some right here.
Microsoft Brew.
You got a beer tap on your computer?
With a head so thick you can float a mouse on it.
Let me get this straight. You make your own beer with the computer?
With the right software, you can do anything.
Microsoft Brew.
Here, I call this one Windows 95.
I don't know, it leaves a bad taste in my mouth.
And if you got to get there quicker, try the new ISDN malt liquor.
DJ smells so good.
Don't nobody know about this here record, but that old
record again.
True, all right? You ready for it? Check this.
Give me money.
I don't shake no ass. I left it for cash.
All right, here we go. Check this out, people. Hold on 1 second. Let me get. Come on, Avant. Come on. I got to do this real quick, people. We're going to try to make some miracles happen real quick. Just so I can get the news out of the way. All right.
I know.
Now, yo, this hookup is being provided to your part by Miss Heavenly Angel, you know what I'm saying, for coming up off in here. And, you know, so I can get the news on out the way. So shout out to Miss Heavenly Angel. And, yeah, that's what we're finna do. We're finna get you some, let's see if it works. If it worked, people, we got nothing new. Y'all hold on just a second. I don't know what the hell's going on with Mr. Goofy Bone, but I hear it. All right, there we go, people. Y'all got 4 minutes until the nutty news. 4 minutes until the nutty news, people. 4 minutes until the nutty news. 3 minutes, that is. And we're going to get into it. You know what I'm saying? Shots out of Side Night. Shots out of the whole online family, man. You know what I'm saying? It's much love to everybody, man. You know I love y'all like Clay cousins. You know what I'm saying? And that's what it do, man. So, you ain't been calling me for no days, woman. My phone only been off of. All right. I don't know what happened to Mr. Goofy Bone, but that'll work. Shouts out to Goofy Bone, you know what I'm saying, for calling up, hanging out. And right after this song, y'all, we going to get into the nutty news. You know what I'm saying? Right after this song, we going to get into the nutty news. All right? All right.
Hey, baby.
Hey.
You know, I want to make love to you with your clothes on. Is that all right?
That's all right.
You see, baby, I want to spend some quality, quiet time with you.
Is that right?
It's been a long week, and you're kind of tired. You're feeling kind of worn down, baby. Let me take you higher. We'll lock all the doors, baby. And throw away the key. I want to spend a little quiet time, you and me. Hey, yeah, 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 yeah.
It's been a long week, and you're kind of tired.
Hey, oh, yeah.
Feeling kind of worn down. Let me take you
to kind of worn down.
We gotta get away, baby.
I wanna spend quiet time with you. Hey, yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, baby, baby. Woo! I wanna relax your mind. Let me do all the things to make you feel so good. So good, baby. I wanna make love to your mind, sweetheart. I wanna make you feel like my queen, baby. Ooh, yeah. Oh, my baby.
It's been a long week, and
it's been a long week. Let me rejuvenate you, baby. I wanna make you feel so good, baby. Ooh, baby. I wanna spend a while with you. Hey, baby, baby. Just let me feel. You and me.
just let me spend quiet time with you. Ooh, 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 baby. I wanna be so good to you, baby. I wanna rub your shoulders, your back, baby. Just let me spend quiet time with you.
Quiet time.
I wanna hold you so close to me. Look into those pretty brown eyes. Hey, baby, baby, baby. Just let me spend quiet time with you.
Sorry about that, people. Sorry about that. I take a personal phone call real quick. Shouts out to Miss Beverly out there. You know what I'm saying? Call from moms and everything. That's what's up. Shouts out to Miss Beverly. Ain't talked to her in a while. You know what I'm saying? That's what it do. All right, people. Get into what we do, man. Let's get into what we do. We got Miss Heavenly Angel up in the building. You know what I'm saying? Hey, yo, I just want to take this time out, people, to give a side thank you to Miss Heavenly Angel. You know what I'm saying? Just a little side thank you. Side thank you to Mr. Sinai too, but you know, Miss Heavenly Angel is real persistent, and I guess Mr. Sinai would be too if he had direct contact with me. Thank you, Lord, that he doesn't. Because I'm getting it from Miss Heavenly Angel more than enough. You know what I'm saying? And she keeps me on my P's and Q's. So it's what it do. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate it. It's all love, people. It's all love. You know what I'm saying? And That's one for you. You know what I'm saying? And that's why we're here on this extended show. You know what I'm saying? Just to show you some extended love. You know, I was going to end this thing and get on about my business. But, you know, the Lord works in mysterious ways. So you got to follow his paths. You know what I'm saying? You got to follow his paths. You know what I'm saying? And just roll with his guy. So you never know, you know, why this happened or whatever. You know what I'm saying? But
that's
I'm here,
right.
People. You know what I'm saying? And this extended half hour is dedicated to Mrs. Heavenly Angel and Mr. Sinai. Thank y'all. You know what I'm saying? And Mr. Goofy Bone that came through, Miss Computer Lady. You know what I'm saying? Much love. Thank y'all for the support. Without you, there is no me. You know what I'm saying? And that's real. So y'all know what time it is. Yeah.
It's right, everything is right. There's nothing good on TV. You haven't had your average social
you know
sports team practice, so you're not too tired. Of course. It's all on. You lean in and whisper something quickly in my ear like,
I might go to bed now, I've got work in the morning.
I want to give shouts out to the Avant browser who before this didn't actually display the whatchamacallit, they didn't display the Nutty News, so I had to keep using Internet Explorer or Mozilla in order just to bring you the Nutty News, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's what's up. Oh, wait a minute, my bad. Alo, Komen Wee. Yeah, there we go. Creole is the, for the whatchamacallit. Okay, I'm in the doctor's office. Okay, all right. What was that? That's the language of the month. So Haitian Creole people is what we're learning. You know what I'm saying? And what we do at this top of the hour, man, we learn. Well, this ain't the top of the hour, but this is part of the hour. Goddamn it! And we bring you the Nutty News. Nutty News is brought to you in part by NuttyNewsToday.com for all your wild, weird, and crazy news from around the world. and I mean the world. We'll start this thing off in Framingham. Right. Woman steals. Oh, man. Hello, man.
Hey.
Angie, you remember I read the article where, a couple of days ago where the dude shitted in the wrong car, right?
Right.
The dude shitted in the wrong car. Okay. Woman steals wrong car, meant to steal boyfriend's car.
Oh, wow.
What the fuck is y'all smoking, people? I mean, come on. A Framingham woman admitted she stole a car, but she said she mistakenly took the wrong one. Melissa Urban, 43, told police she thought she was stealing her boyfriend's car, not the one that belonged to a stranger. A man called police at 11:15 p.m. and told police someone stole his Subaru wagon. He said he left his keys in the car. Urban, she said she wanted to steal her boyfriend's car. What? Okay.
What
because,
kind of stupid?
Yeah, and because we press for time, I got to hurry up and give awards out. You know what I'm saying?
Damn.
How you steal somebody else? That's like dude shitting in the wrong car. How you? Come on, people.
You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your job.
Yeah, I think that's what
God damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
Because she did get arrested, people. You know what I'm saying? So she already did pay for the crime. It's no sense in me dragging out the punishment. You know? Hey, she's time has been served. Yeah. Keeping it moving on. Over here in Reading. I'm not sure where that's at. But guy falls off cliff. And students pray instead of calling 911.
What?
Right. Rather than call police when their drinking partner fell or was pushed off a nearly 200-foot cliff, two students at a Reading Bible school tried first to reach the severely wounded man and pray him back to life.
Oh, my, oh, my.
yeah. Jason Michael Carlson alleges in a lawsuit that when Bethel School of Supernatural Ministry. What? You serious people that y'all sending y'all kids to Bethel School of Supernatural Ministry? Yeah, people are smoking crack. People are smoking crack, man. Anyway, student Sarah Elizabeth Cole Uvmaki and Zachary Gudalunas couldn't reach him to heal him with their prayers. They spent hours debating whether to call the police. Yeah. Oh, okay. I'm going to give you one, but it's going to be a little short because, yeah, try to get it all in there. People want to get it all in there. Yeah.
Cheap, lying, no good, rotten, four-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
Yeah. I'm going to pray him back to life. Been watching too much of that, what to do back in the days. They used to put the oil on people's head and magically heal them and shit on TV. The crook?
Yeah.
I mean, the preacher, I meant. Not the crook. I mean, the crook preacher. Yeah, you understand what I'm saying. Yeah. Right. Over in Taiwan, Chen Wai-yi, and that's probably why she is going to marry herself. Probably because of that name. But, yeah. Chen Wai-yi has posed for a set of photos in a flowing white dress, enlisted a wedding planner, and rented a banquet hall for a marriage celebration with 30 friends. But there is no groom. Jen will marry herself.
Right.
Uninspired by the men she's met, but facing social pressure to get married, the 30-year-old Thai Pi officer worker will hold the reception next month in honor of just one person. Oh, motherfucking
I heard it all now.
Damn, man. I heard
never mind gay marriages.
I mean, marrying a pillow.
Baby.
Dude married a pillow. Next is going to be the real doll. You know what I'm saying? Man marries real doll, says it's the best sex he ever had in his life.
Right.
I mean, yeah, man, she just shuts the fuck up. She do everything I make her do. She got my dream wife. What I'm talking about. She won't even call the police on her when I slap her a couple of times, you know. That's that love. That's that love, you know.
Oh, man.
That's not love, people. Abusing your spouse or spousey, I don't know what you call the male, but yeah. That's, right.
Yeah. Like okay. Self-abuse.
Yeah. Over in Titusville, Florida, police question ghost walking along the road. Okay, it is Halloween. I mean, goddamn. Police in Florida said a motorist called police to report a ghost walking alongside the road in Brevard County. Police said the man told them he was wearing the ghost costume to avoid a sunburn. It was allowed to continue on
its way. Oh, God,
oh,
do
that. Man, are you serious? Are you serious now? Oh, man. Okay, people. This is definitely nutty news for the day. Moving on to Grand Rapids, Michigan. Woman in trouble for seeking a Christian roommate. All right. A civil rights complaint has been filed against a woman in Grand Rapids, Michigan, who posted an advertisement at her church seeking a Christian roommate. The ad expresses an illegal preference for a Christian roommate, thus excluding people of other faiths, according to the complaint filed by the Fair Housing Center of West Michigan. It's a violation to make, print, or publish a discriminatory statement, Executive Director Nancy Haynes said. Dang! Well, yeah, that's true, too. Yeah, some people do just want to get in the headlines, you know, it's what people like to do. So, hey, I just want to say something stupid. Hey, the sky's on fire, and I seen it. Sir, that's the sun. Oh, well, I'm just saying, it's on fire. I see it. Right. You made the news. All right. Anyways, over here on Nutty News, no designation, sex.com sells for $13 million. Wow. Placed on the auction block, the potentially valuable domain name has been scooped up by Clover Holdings from Escom for a cool $13 million bucks.
Yeah, I read that today, too.
Damn. Escom put sex.com up for sale after declaring bankruptcy earlier this year. Hear the key word, people. Do y'all hear the key word? Though it swooped in with the winning bid, Clover can't officially claim ownership until the sale is approved by the bankruptcy court overseeing Escom. Boy, look at him. People got the most swindlerless. People, sex.com is just a website where people only pay $5 to maybe $120 a year to get it hosted. Where does the $13 million come in? And you ain't even getting no real sex on it. You know what I'm saying? It's not like, you know, hey, I inherit the website and I'm getting a whole bunch of chicks, you know, in hard heads. You know what I'm saying? You're not getting that. So, right.
The thing about it is, I read even further on that the guy that bought it before him paid $14 million for it.
What?
Yeah. And that's why he filed bankruptcy.
What?
Yeah. That's why the company was in bankruptcy.
Because somebody
so
else already
bid
high.
A million in the hole.
Okay. I'm saying it sold for $13
million. It sold for $13 million. This is the last bid, the last round. But the person who owned it before that paid $14 million for it before that.
Oh, so they actually had a million in the hole. Dang.
Right.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I read that today.
Dang, that is crazy. People, listen, make your own websites up. I mean, there's a million free websites up there that cost you little next to nothing to you know, start your own stuff. And I'm looking into that. You know what I'm saying?
I looked at
do it yourself.
I looked at the website. There's nothing much to it.
I'm telling, what is it?
SEX.com.
Yeah, it's just that he grabbed that at the beginning of the .com era and just patented that name. It's just the name, you know what I'm saying? And because it links to everything sexual on the internet, you know what I'm saying? If you type in sex, the natural person is going to type in sex.com just off the top. Just like typing in porn.com.
Type in sex, S-E-X.
Right. You see, or even sex, and it comes up in the search engine.
Yeah.
So that's, oh man, that's like whoever got porn.com. You know what I'm saying? You got to imagine how many people put porn into a search engine and, oh man.
Wow, there it is.
It's all about that domain name, people. It's all about that catchy name. You know what I'm saying? You get that catchy name, the name sells itself.
Well, there was one smart person, too, that was buying up all the famous people celebrity names for domains and then selling them to the celebrities.
Oh, man. It's a million ways to make money, people. You just got to figure it out. You want to make it virtually or you want to make it hand-to-hand? You just got to figure it out. You know? Over here in India, teleprompter to make its debut in Indian Parliament. Wow, they're biting off of our government. How about that? We don't want to read anymore. We want somebody else to type it for us so we can read it. Right. Teleprompter will be in use for the first time in the Central Hall of Parliament when U.S. This would explain it perfectly. Yeah, man. When U.S. President Barack Obama addresses MPs, Obama will take the help of a teleprompter to deliver his address to the 780-odd members of Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha. Parliament authorities said this will be the first time that such a facility will be arranged in the Central Hall. Obama's reliance on a teleprompter is not unusual, not only because he is famous for his oratory, but because no other president has used one so consistently and at so many events, large and small. Yes, people, Obama uses it even at a town hall meeting with 30 people.
Okay.
Y'all, hold on. Let me check the teleprompter. Make sure I ain't telling y'all nothing wrong. You know what I'm saying? We'll make sure. Okay, and yeah, that's what I wrote. That's what I wrote. Just want to make sure that's what I have wrote. You know, people can put words in your mouth. See, that's what President Obama's learning from. You know what I'm saying? Kudos to you, Prez. Kudos, man. Kudos. Over here in New Zealand, shouts out to little Lola. I ain't heard from her in a minute, but, you know, so what's up to her? Airline blows an engine, and stewardesses cry in the back.
Okay.
Yeah. I want her on my next flight. Don't panic! Yo, man, you the flight attendant. You telling us not to panic it. You panicking. Yeah. All right. Jetstar flight attendants were in tears after a loud bang was followed by flames coming from an engine. And don't laugh, people. On a Christchurch.
What the heck?
Flames coming from an engine on a Christchurch to Sydney flight. Where is Christchurch at?
Hello.
Right. I'll be moving not there. Christchurch. Yeah, I bet there's a bunch of holy rollies in that town. Yeah, well, the Airbus A320 was forced to land with just one engine, but Jetstar said no one was injured and the pilots were completely in control. What?
There they were.
I'm talking about alcohol does a bunch for you, people. You know what I'm saying?
That's why the flight attendant's panicking. Everything's
back in control. Well, nah, you know. Monk is escaping death from a flare gun. This is the latest episode on Monk versus the Water Bandit. Or whatever, I don't know, people. Making up names. Heavenly Angel, did you ever watch Monk?
I watched it a few times. It's pretty good.
Yeah, you like it. Okay, that's what's up. That's what's
up. That's good. I thought where he found all that pot.
Oh, yeah, I'm pretty sure you, liked that episode. Oh, man, that was my favorite episode.
Fire and he got high.
Yeah, the one where they found the pot field. You know, man, the old farmer tried to burn the pot field. You know, that's the radio station's favorite show, people. Yeah, we were favoriting that.
You know
it. Is Monk in the water?
Is my what?
Monk is in the water. I'm sorry, people. Monk is in the water. And we all know Monk. It's a lot of things he's allergic to. The water would be one of them. He's reading swimming directions in the middle of the ocean, people.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
A buoy. Yeah, the little lifesaver. Oh, it's a toilet stool seat. Oh, I'm sorry, people. I'm sorry. I'm third world. I'm third world. And just miraculously, you know, the captain and crew come along and say, hey, that looks like Monk floating out in the sea. Wow, that is Monk. What would he be doing way out here? Yeah.
Reading instructions on how to swim.
You got a little television, man, the boob tube. You know what I'm saying? They make everything look so real, but it's so fake, people. So fake. In California, and I'm tired of reading about this chick, man. Who cares? But she makes it to the nutty news. Lindsay Lohan fails drug testing. Again.
Brass,
but gets no jail time. Yeah. California judge ordered troubled actress Lindsay Lohan back to rehab. Back to rehab. What is y'all talking about, man? Until January of 2011, in lieu of sending her back to jail for failing a mandatory drug test. Los Angeles County Superior Court judge, blah, 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 ordered the actress to continue rehab until January 3rd, meaning she would not be returning to a suburban Los Angeles women's jail for a fourth time. The judge had threatened to send her to jail for 30 days for each drug test she skipped or failed. This is the fourth time. What kind of drugs she on?
And you're out.
Well, that's in every other, you know, legit state. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Apparently, yeah, California runs its own rules.
Well, when you're a celebrity, you got your own rules.
Yeah, you know, you got a Schwarzenegger. You got a famous actor acting like he know what he doing in the governor's office. Oh, did I say that? Yes, I did. All right, people. Over in Washington, and I guess I shouldn't have brought their name up, but all right. Candidate. Violent overthrow of government is on the table. Okay. Republican congressional candidate Stephen Broden said he would not rule out violent overthrow of the government if elections did not produce a change in leadership. In a rambling exchange during a TV interview, Broden, a South Dallas pastor, said a violent uprising is not the first option, but it is on the table. That drew a quick denunciation from the head of the Dallas County GOP. Let me tell y'all something, people. You ain't finna overthrow the CIA. All of that old 1930s BS that y'all thinking, 1920s, 2010s and all that BS, that ain't finna happen in 2010. Anybody approach... Hold on, let me throw this at you. Let me throw this at you. Heavenly Angel, if we wanted to overthrow the government right now, where would we go?
To overthrow the government?
To overthrow the government, where would we go?
Would we have to go to Washington, D.C.?
You sure about that?
Shoot, might as well start in your own backyard.
Thank you! What? Come on, people. What the fuck? That makes no sense at all. People, if y'all thinking y'all finna get on a bus to Washington, D.C. and go paint the White House black or do anything with the White House, Y'all is ignorant. The White House ain't making no plans in Tallahassee. Washington, D.C. ain't got nothing to do with the laws that are being passed and thought about and rethought about in Tallahassee, Florida, which is the capital, which is our state capital. Everybody has their own state capitals for their own states. So you can't, if you're going to overthrow something, overthrow your own capital. You ain't going to go to Washington and overthrow it. That's dumb. But you got pastors and everybody else that's going to come along and try to scare up the American public, you know what I'm saying, and making you believe, you know what I'm saying, that the sky is falling. People, the sky ain't falling, you know what I'm saying? And, yeah. That I'm gonna have to wrap up. You know what I'm saying?
One minute left.
We got 1 minute left, and we into the extension. You know what I'm saying? And shouts out to Heavenly Angel, Cyanide, Mr. Goofy, boat on that goddamn blue dot, or whatever the hell he on, green dot, blue dot. Yeah, what
blue
you on?
Dot. Blue dot.
There you go. Purple dot. Why is it blue dot and it's purple?
Well, the mixture of the green and the purple, it kind of gives a little blue to it. So that's where you get the blue dot.
Purple and blue.
No,
what?
Purple and green.
Make blue.
It makes it like a blue.
Wow. This is Chemistry 101, people, right here, Mexican style. You know what I'm saying? Shit. I'm talking about. I didn't know that. Thank you, brother. And much love to everybody, man. This is just, you know, once again, man, I'm going through some shit with this van. I'm going through a few things with my transportation, you know what I'm saying, which is why I've kind of been iffy at the past end of the week, but you know what I'm saying? Lord works his mysterious ways, and the show will go on. You know what I'm saying? Just believe that. But if the show don't go on, people, I have over 420 episodes. That you can go back in the archives, goddammit, and catch up. So,
really? For the first 20 callers, I'm going to send you a coupon for 75% off over Redenbacher's popcorn.
Extra butter. Oh, man.
Well, I did
crazy.
Go back and listen to Monday's show today.
Woman, I'm talking about. the first show.
Well, I know
the
that.
The second show. The third, the fourth. The first 100 shows.
Have to go back.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You got to go way back. I mean,
oh, man.
Back.
I heard like one of your first 100 ones the other day. Because I just wanted to hear a classic.
It sounds completely different. I ain't pull them on Johnson, so they like to say. I'm not pulling them on Johnson, people. But I mean, if you listen to the past shows, I mean, we was just off the chain, though. We were just really just, that was no holds barred.
We were terrorists.
That was no holds barred. The whole scene, that's when the Midday Walkie came about. I mean, that's when, oh, man, just everything, people. Just, oh, man. That first season, I encourage everyone who hasn't listened to the first season or who don't even know how long I've been on this radio network. Since February 25th of 2008.
Eight.
Oh, damn, it is eight. Is it eight or
was
nine?
It eight? Oh, no.
It's nine.
Yeah.
Yeah, 2009. Yeah.
Damn,
man. I probably, people, listen, it goofy ball, man. It seems like we went to Las Vegas, what? Three years ago or something?
Yeah.
Y'all, like, we been there now, man. It's like, Jesus. It's crazy, man.
You
it's
know what
crazy.
The thing I hate is that now, like, if you hear, like, all these other little phony blog talk radio shows, it's like, oh, they're making a reunion now in Las Vegas, too.
Everybody, but
that idea, motherfucker.
Just give credit to where credit is due. You feel me?
I don't even want credit. Y'all gonna be faking the funk. You know what I mean? Shit.
We are the pioneers of doing host reunions on Blog Talk Radio. I don't care if you do a carnival cruise. I don't care if you go to Las Vegas. I don't care where y'all meet up. If y'all meeting up with other Blog Talk Radio hosts, y'all got that from us. Let the Trilateral Commission get they cool points on that one for developing and actually implementing and being successful at one of the biggest shows in Blog Talk history. And I put my name and money on that. Because there ain't no show ever had, man, we had over 10, 15 people on hosting one show on various shows all at one time. From one central location that nobody was from. Nobody was from Las Vegas except for I Be the Wise One. And that was it. Everybody else was from everywhere else. Come on, people. We got Australia. We got Australia to come to the States to meet us. Goofy Bone, DJ Smell So Good, KN Kareem, Sweet D Love,
New York.
That's New York. God damn. Texas, shout out to Mo Blue, you know what I'm saying? And friends.
Mo Blue.
People, I mean, y'all don't even see that. People like, man, please. They can't top what we did. I don't care what nobody say. Nobody's ever going to be able to top what we did. Until y'all can get another country to come and hang out with you, you can't top them.
Yeah, that one tops the cake. I don't give a fuck what anybody says. We got
unstoppable, man.
They come to motherfucking Las Vegas for the reunion.
Oh.
And the thing
man.
About it was so successful that people doubted us. Like, oh, this shit ain't gonna happen. Oh, fuck them minorities. They ain't gonna fucking get this shit together.
It's canceled. It's canceled. They ain't doing the show. People, y'all know how much hate and rage. I got to. That's what I got to do. I got to do a special show, put all them clips together, and play all the hate and rage that we got before the actual event. Not support. Not support at all. I don't believe we got any good blessings before we all, you know what I'm saying, got together and made that happen, brother. I don't believe that. I don't believe we got no good blessings. I don't believe people, like, you know what I'm saying.
No, Oh, good luck to you guys. I really hope you guys.
I hope you guys do a good job. Nothing. Nothing. We got hated on people. We got straight R. Kelly. We got peed on.
And you know who hated us the most for doing that? Was blogtalkradio.com.
Yep. And we put them on the map.
I try to hit them up and say, hey, we're doing this reunion. You know, can, you know, some people on your guys' side of the fence join us so we could all have this, you know, big old celebrational event? Maybe have some T-shirts, you know, with Blog Talk Radio on it. You know, how does that sound? Da-da-da-da. They said, fuck no. Who the fuck are you guys? You guys are nobody.
Man,
that's what they basically said.
That's just crazy.
They said that event will never happen, and we better never, ever use the blogtalkradio.com name.
Which
for that
is
event.
Why this is the Trilateral Host Reunion.
Nah, it's
second
BTR.
Annual. You know what I'm saying? Because, man, yeah, it ain't no sense in giving credit to where credit don't need to be due. They didn't do nothing. They didn't do not e-thing. You know what I'm saying? Not e-thing. So, yeah, that's crazy.
Nah, oh, man. Damn. What's your name? Oh, I'm sorry, people. I'm driving right now.
Oh. Right. I gotta do it, man. It got a little too late in the evening, and I'm uninterested in working on the car. I have to get up early in the morning and actually put the pump on the stuff. I'm not even gonna try it. I'm gonna go and close everything up, done for the evening, and yeah, that's pretty much what I'm gonna do.
That's what's up. I'm gonna have a show later on tonight, people. So you guys can join me. I might even have two shows. One for the 186 points, P-O-I-N-T, Deuce. And then, of course, the Goofy Bone Show on 186 Point Deuce, the worldwide radio show.
Now, I'll be hanging out on Blog Talk Radio. If anybody's hanging out on Blog Talk tonight, I'll be hanging out. I'll be back on about 2 hours. I got to go and, make a little quick medication run. You know, I got back pain. I got back pain from working on the car. So, I got to get my medication for my back pain. Yeah. Yeah.
So I have to have a medication to smoke some weed? Or
okay.
An injury?
Yeah, there you go. You busted me out there, brother.
Okay,
but
My damn bone hurts from fucking this broad earlier, so I got to go smoke a blunt.
Okay, that sounds like a personal problem. Didn't want to know that, but yeah.
I knew that was coming.
I just said that so I could smoke weed.
What'd you do, ban the shit out of it?
Good smoking.
Yeah, I smoked the shit out of this broad. Shout out to Shorty with a 40, man. I tapped that ass like it was no tomorrow.
You say with a 40?
No, she's a short chick, so I always call short chicks shorties or shorty with a 40.
Okay.
Shorty. A 40, you know, like a beer 40?
Right. Oh, yeah, okay.
When I say that, I mean shorty with a 40 means she has big tits. So, you know, put two and two together, if you know what I mean. Shout out to this fine ass chick in the Audi, TT. She look hot. Let a player hit that.
Yeah. People, I'm out. I'm in.
Much
I'm
love,
out.
Man.
It's Freak the Fuck Out. You already know it's the bomb hour. In the extended hour, you know what I'm saying. And come up Saturday, and this is my, you know what I'm saying, assurance to you all. When I get up in the morning, I get the van fixed. You know what I'm saying? After I get the van fixed, crunk up, and it fires up, I will schedule a show. It might even only be for an hour, because I got to, you know, get my paper chase back on. But you know what I'm saying? I will do a special Saturday edition of Scanlon's Biatch Saturdays. because I got a custom van out anyways, you know what I'm saying, and the makers of Ford. I got to do that. They deserve a show on Saturday anyways.
That's how you
Yeah, you know, my friend.
That's how I do it.
Scandalous B-Hutch Saturdays. I got my, well, these are girls that are friends, okay? I never try to touch these women because I grew up with these women and I respect them with all my heart. But I got them to listen to Scandalous B-Hutch Saturdays at their dentist office. And fuck, they fucking cracked the fuck up. I tell you that for damn sure.
Man, it's a warning, people. If y'all ain't used to uncut, uncensored jokes, commentaries, and everything else in between, please do not tune in. I mean, nutty news. If y'all can't handle real news, don't tune in. You know? Just don't tune in. If you can't handle news from Miami that says neighbors find dead headless animals in the street, then you don't need to be on this show. You know? I'm going to give y'all this last one before I hit this music, man, because we up out of here. Yeah. About a dozen goats, cats, and different types of birds were laid out on nearly two blocks between 16th Terrace and 15th Terrace on 34th Avenue in Miami, leaving residents scared at what might be next as Halloween approaches. Miami police believe the dead animals might have been part of a religious ritual like a Santeria, and that's Spanish for something. yeah. But those don't usually involve cats. They're also a very large animal that no one could identify. Right. People in Miami, I'm going to tell y'all, you know, you got a mixture of everything. I mean, you got people that practice voodoo, people that practice Christianity, Hinduism, all other, and this, that, and other. You know, and one thing about it, you have to, it don't matter how your upbringing was, you have to respect a person's upbringing and their religious practices. You know what I'm saying? That's a little extreme and uncalled for, but hey. You know, I don't think I would want my kid walking down the street and seeing a parrot's head or a dog's head or a cat's head or any other animal that they done sacrificed, which is what they did. They sacrificed the animal. And I wouldn't want to see that. It's just, oh, that is sad, people. That is sad. But that is the last nutty news, man. I just want to throw that out there. You know what I'm saying?
And that was in what state again, there, sir?
That was in Miami, Georgia.
Oh, the UK. I gotcha. Yeah.
That was Miami, California, like I mistakenly
something
said
like
earlier.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought something. Yeah. Shout out to Goofy Ball from San Jose, Florida. Apparently, he didn't catch that one.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We got you.
This can't happen. Now I want to ask, hey, hold on, let me make sure Goofy's still on. Goofy, boom.
Hey, what's up? I'm at the Fry's store. What's going down? I'm picking up a camera. So that my camera had like insurance, so like if it's fucked up, I can get it fixed. Okay.
All right.
So what's up?
Did you hear about the woman? This is in California. Did you hear about the woman that drove with body in passenger seat for months?
With what?
With a body in the passenger seat for months.
Didn't hear that.
No, I had to get my credit card because. I guess you need a credit card for the loan.
Man, we don't want nobody to motherfucking credit card, man. Police have launched an investigation after discovering that a Southern California woman drove around for months with a homeless woman's mummified body in her passenger seat. Costa Mesa police said they discovered the body after receiving a call about a car that was blocking a driveway. Sergeant Ed Everett says officers noticed a stench from the car and found covered in a blanket.
Oh, my God. That's nasty.
It's just whatever.
It's past, like, whoa.
Oh, yeah, I think,
and she's driving around with the body.
Gigs. Yeah.
Crazy.
I
have no explanation for that one, people, but Red Shades does.
What do I
do? Yeah. That will conclude the Nettie News of the Day.
Okay.
And Reggae Game Radio's Starship Smelly Prize.
That was nutty.
Feeling sorry for y'all, maybe just a little bit. Can't describe my flow, it's something different when you think of it. Dreams of being filthy rich, so miss me with some hissy fits. I stay eating rappers, man, I'm licking off my fingertips. Huffing spit and fire and nobody can distinguish it. When I get that paper, I won't spend it on no chains and whips. That's a slave mentality, so in actuality, ain't nobody bad as me. I'm never on that foolishness. We are not the same, cause you're a rapper, I'm a lyricist. You can rep your crew, with your followers and middlemen. Funny I should mention them, cause all them need attention. And most likely in a battle, they would disappear and vanish quick. We're a different caliber, so I can never get with them. I feel bad for all those idiots and simpletons. I'm light as a rock, so everything you say is paper thin. Paper thin. Man, I could never miss. Feel like Sanaa Lathanin, loving basketball, cause every shot I take, I'm making it. I'm seeing all those perpetrators, but I'm not afraid of them. And I don't know why, maybe cause I'm annihilating them. I'm used to all the jealousy, so people let their hate begin. So people let their hate begin. I said I'm used to all the jealousy, so people let their hate begin.